Blog Talk Radio.
Are playing the 49ers, of course we're going to win. So I'll just go on and put that out there. And we will be at the Super Bowl, and we will win that too, possibly leave a scar on somebody. But anyway, welcome today, and my producers with us today, Chabonet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeedy. And we are just going to have a wonderful day today. I hope that, just a quick announcement, that you folks yesterday enjoyed Lydia's show, Time to Love, because she her show is about baby steps. So if you get opportunity, please go in there and listen to her show.
I'd also like to welcome Brenda. She's on the line with us as well. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon, folks.
All right. Well, anyway, as always, we begin with entertainment news, and then we do the news of the weird. And sports. Now, today's show hot topic is civil rights, 2014. Where are we at today with civil rights, as everything from religion to marriage to jobs? But where are we at today? So we're going to be discussing that. So if not further ado, did you have anything, Chabonet?
Just a couple of shout-outs, had some birthday pass. Miss Linus, her birthday was last Monday on the 13th. Mr. Ed's birthday was on the 14th. And Mr. Rashad's birthday was on the 12th. So happy birthday to all of you.
Yes.
And David's was on the 14th.
Oh, and sorry. Cousin David's birthday was on the 14th, so happy birthday to him as well.
Oh, yes, and also Wai's birthday was the 15th, same day as Martin Luther King. Yep.
Oh.
Yay, a lot of birthdays this month. Happy birthday.
Right on. Okay. Oh, and Muhammad Ali and James Earl Jones, girl.
Hey.
Yep, their birthdays were Friday. Just thought about that one. Okay.
Wow.
So with that, we're going to begin with entertainment news. Well, Oprah, shut out again, y'all. No Oscar love for Forrest Whitaker or Oprah for the Lee Daniels of their $100 million blockbuster. The Butler, the surprise box office smash, received no Oscar nomination. Other snubs included Chadwick Boseman for 42, Michael B. Jordan for Fruitvale Station, I want to see that, y'all, and Idris Elba in Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. The news is much better for 12 Years a Slave, with 10 nominations strong, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actress and Director, and Best Adaptation to Screenplay. Well, get on. Let's see what and other nominees were include Barkhad Abdu, I can't pronounce that, for Captain Phillips. And also Pharrell Williams, y'all, for Despicable Me 2.
Oh, for the soundtrack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Original song. Oh. And another film that I love was nominated for Best Documentary was 20 Feet from Stardom, tells the story of those unsung background vocalists who are heard on hundreds of our favorite songs by Luther Vandross, the Rolling Stones, Tina Turner, and David Bowie, just to name a few. Those incredibly talented singers have always gone so unappreciated and never got the full spotlight they deserve. The movie features Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain, and the legendary singer, actress Darlene Love from Lethal Weapon, He's a Rebel is her song. Comedian Ellen DeGeneres returns to host the 86th Annual Academy Awards, March 2nd on ABC.
Those movies, though, the ones with the background singers, if you have Xfinity, it's already on demand. And Fruitvale Station, I believe, is also on demand as well.
Oh.
If you want to go ahead and order those movies. If you have Comcast / Xfinity, those two movies are on demand and you can order them now.
You know, that's right. I did watch that. Also, about a couple of weeks ago, I want to throw, this is another film that also got shut down. It was a documentary called Blackfish. Now, Brenda did a show two Thursdays ago on Blackfish, which was excellent because it was really more educational. But anyway, they got shut down too. Why? I read the article because they don't want SeaWorld hurting the orcas anymore. So because it was like SeaWorld and some more, I guess a couple other places, they decided not to put it up in the running. And I thought, well, that's chicken because the story is quite good.
Yes,
good.
It should be told.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to hurt the orcas more than they already have?
Yeah.
True. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Bastards.
Knowledge is power, people.
Yes, it is. Okay, Bobby Chris, who is Whitney Houston's daughter, is a married woman now, and grandmother Sissy Houston is not happy. Bobby Chris, who's 20 years old, married her play brother Nick Gordon, who's 24, a couple of weeks ago. Bobby Chris is due to inherit a lot of money from the estate of her mother, the late Whitney Houston. Bobby Chris's dad, Bobby Brown, was not invited to the nuptials. Sissy Houston and Bobby Chris have been on the outs since Sissy wrote a tell-all book about her mother, Whitney Houston. Sissy says, who marries their adopted brother? Bobby Chris and Nick were raised as play brother and sister by Whitney, and family members feel Nick married Bobby Chris for her money and not for love. Wonder what would Whitney have to say about this, huh?
Well, you know she wasn't smart enough to get a prenup, so good luck.
Mm-hmm. Guess he's going to be a rich young man, huh?
Yeah, that's just gross.
Yeah, it is. Well, the 46th Annual NAACP Image Awards will air February 22nd on its new home, TV One. So, folks, mark your calendar. That's the NAACP Awards will be February 22nd at their new home, TV One. Okay. Now, from my girl, Gabriel Union, men, throw away your condoms after you finish. This is straight from actress Gabriel Union, the star of the hit BET drama Being Mary Jane. She gave an interview to Glamour magazine, y'all, where she stated men should throw away their condoms so that women won't keep their sperm from the condoms and get pregnant. Union is engaged to NBA superstar Dwayne Wade. The couple recently made headlines when it was revealed Wade just had a baby with another woman while he and Union were on a short break. Union is standing by her man. She says she blames herself for this predicament because she was too focused on her career and not on her relationship with Wade. She says her career ambitions put a strain on their love. Comment?
Whatever.
She didn't force Dwayne Wade to have unprotected sex and come up with another baby. I mean, to sit there and take ownership for that,
yeah.
I have a problem with that as a woman.
Me too. I do too.
So that, you know, good luck, because now that's what, he has custody of his two sons from his previous marriage, and now he has custody of his third child. So, you know, she come up pregnant, you baby mama number three with number four.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, at the movies this week, it's Ride Along with Kevin Hart.
And Ice Cube.
Yes, Kevin Hart and Ice Cube and Tika Sumter. If y'all don't know who Tika Sumter is, she's on Tyler Perry's show, The Haves and Have-Nots, which is on OWN. Okay. And John Leguizamo and Lawrence Fishburne are also in the movie. The chemistry between Hart and Cube is incredible. There will definitely be a sequel. Check them out on the latest edition of Jet Magazine. Ice Cube is going to be in the area this weekend. Oh, okay.
We saw it. It was good. It was good. I think the younger generations will enjoy it a lot more. But it was cute. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
You are the younger generation.
Yeah, no, I mean people in their 20s or teenagers, because it's PG-13, so that's the one good thing. It's not rated R, so you can take the teenagers to go see it. And my niece was with me and her friends, and they loved it. They really did. They enjoyed the movie, so that's what I'm saying. For the younger generations, you guys will like it. And for the ladies, Ice Cube is hot. He looks very, very good in this movie. And playing a good guy, so yay.
Yeah, he was. Yep, he was. Okay. Well, Sony Music had to give it up. If you remember last year, we talked about, what's his name? Oh, God, Robin Thicke, and the issues he had about the Marvin Gaye. Well, this is the outcome. The family of the late Motown legend Marvin Gaye has settled a case against Robin Thicke for his super hit of 2013, Blurred Lines. Thicke's breakthrough song stood accused of sounding too similar to Gaye's 1977 smash, Got to Give It Up. Sony Music stepped in and settled with Gaye's family. Financial terms haven't been disclosed as part of the agreement.
Yeah, it is his beat. I don't care what anybody says. You put them sound to sound. It is the same beat. He just put a little twerk to it. You know, oh, God, I hate that word. He put his own little twist to it.
Yeah.
But it's still the Marvin Gaye song, period. So, you know, own up to it, dude. Cough up that money. Tell him thanks for the breakthrough, and here's some change.
There you go. Open the chat line, too.
It is.
Oh, okay. Oh, and the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And, Shabani, I am in agreement with you about that because, yeah, it's true. I just happened to listen to Got to Give It Up the other day, and I was like, yeah, they owe him some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the life story of rapper Tupac Shakur is coming to Broadway in June.
What?
Holla If You Hear Me is the name of the musical.
Oh, God.
Okay. And guess who else, y'all, is coming to TV? Oscar winner Halle Berry has a new CBS drama called Extant. E-X-T-A-N-T, and it debuts Wednesday, July 2nd. So I guess we'll have to watch and see how that one's going to work out, huh?
I'm telling you, a lot of these stars are going to TV. That's where it's at. I mean, people are tired of paying these high prices to enjoy a movie that may or may not be worth your money, and that's just getting your ticket. Then you're not even talking about getting popcorn and drinks. All this stuff is so expensive to see movies. So these stars know where it's at. People can see a television show in the comfort of their own home. Why
mm-hmm.
not? A lot of stars have been doing it. You know what? Kiefer Sutherland.
He started it.
Yeah, with, mm-hmm. when was that, 24? You know, you got mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon in it now, Keira Sedgwick. Gosh, oh, there's another one.
Glenn
that's
Close, remember on Damages.
Yeah, it's a lot of stars mm-hmm. that are going that direction.
Yes, indeed. Well, I don't blame them. You know, you want to stay in the limelight, and, of course, that is their job, actor and actresses. So
mm-hmm.
if it's not in the movies, then go. And theaters. Theaters
yeah.
are slowly but surely closing down. It's not in as many theaters as it used to be. Because people, like you say, why go to the movies? Why can't sit at home?
Well, yeah, and not only that, now, I don't know about the satellite TVs, but Comcast, Xfinity, offers movies before they even come to the theater. You can pay $10 and watch it in your own comfort of your home, just like Keanu's movie, 47 Ronin. I could have ordered that at home and watched it in my own comfort instead of paying $10 and going to the theater. So that's another reason why. You know, you might want to think more of television shows than really going to movies, excuse me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good. Well, the Essence Festival is happening July 3rd through the 5th in New Orleans, and this year we have Prince, Charlie Wilson, Jill Scott, Lionel Richie, Ledezzy, and Mary J. Blige as just part of the lineup. Tickets are on sale now, y'all. And then speaking of Mary, she and R. Kelly are planning on touring together in the new year. Kelly confirmed the King of Queens tour will include his performing new material from his latest release, Black Panties. Now, I don't know y'all out there. I'm not a big R. Kelly fan, but I do love his music. But this CD, Black Panties, must be very popular because one lady said she had put her black panties on just to go to the store to buy the CD. Now, what's up with that? I hear it's good, though. I haven't heard anything bad.
Oh,
it's
I own it.
Very sexual. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, shut up.
You know, because it's a moral dilemma. you know, part of me, you know, you like teenage girls peeing on you. So it's like I have no respect for you. Yet you drop albums that are just ridiculously good. I mean, it's Black Panties, oh, my God. It's just good.
That's,
it's just good.
That's what I hear, Shaw. The feedback I'm getting from the East Coast as well as the West Coast is that this CD, is it'll make babies.
It will. And he says that in one of his songs.
Ooh.
He said, I helped y'all make plenty of babies in the 90s and 2000s. I said, he wasn't lying. Yeah, he came out. This is a very good sexual album. That's the only way you can put it. It's a sexual album, so go for what you know. And that's all.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the truth. It really is. I mean, do you get the album, put it on repeat, and have a good night.
Well, if you went to see The Best Man during the holiday, The Best Man Holiday hit movie is coming out on DVD February 11th. So just for y'all to know that. Okay. And on the cover of Essence this month, be sure and pick up your copy, is WDS Morning Man, well-known Steve Harvey, and his wife Marjorie. Yes, beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm. I see this. Very
beautiful,
lovely.
Beautiful picture. Uh-huh. Okay, well, hot on the news that her talk show has been renewed for a second season. Staffers are getting laid off from Queen Latifah's daytime talk show. Sources are citing budget concerns. Oh, wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah, because she got renewed. Okay. Katherine Jackson suffers another legal setback. This week, a judge threw out a bid for a retrial in the Michael Jackson wrongful death suit against concert promoters AEG Live. The matriarch of the Jackson family wanted to appeal the last ruling that ruled in favor of AEG.
And that doctor's out now, too.
Huh?
The doctor that was convicted of overdose of Michael Jackson. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name.
Murray.
Yeah, he's out. He's released. Mm-hmm. He only did about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's out.
Yep.
Good luck.
Ayala Van Sant is on a roll. She is getting ready to release her latest book, Forgiveness, 21 Days to Forgive Everyone for Everything. Ayala Van Sant, you know, hosts a show, Fix My Life. It's good. I've watched a couple of her shows. Brenda, have you ever watched any of her shows?
No. I have some of her books. But
I've got some of her books, three of them, yeah.
Some of those reality shows just, you know, make the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Stay away from them,
generally.
Yeah.
But props to Iyana. She's a wonderful therapist. So, and that's
a great
name for a book, because we could all use a lot more knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fixing our
definitely.
Lives, amen. Well, she's really good because, you know, she does.
No, not Fix Our Lives,
part.
But the Forgiveness book.
Excuse me. Her book. Oh, Lord, yes. Well, that's all that I have for entertainment news.
All right, I'm going to jump into News of the Weird before we take a quick break. Now, News of the Weird are true stories that take place around the world. And you have to ask yourself, are these really true stories? And yes, people, they are. And let's start off with a higher education News of the Weird story. A veteran University of Colorado administrator is on a forced leave after her sideline made news in December. Reza Cooper Morning, 54 years old, cultural diversity coordinator in the Ethnic Studies Department at ICU Denver, also ran a phone sex business for which she took calls, $1.49 a minute, phone sex that will rock every part of your body, according to her website. During hours, she worked for the university. Said her daughter-in-law, I've been in her office, and she said, I quote, oh, let me be right back. I have a phone call. She takes them very discreetly and shuts her door. A KCNC-TV investigation found that the phone sex hours listed on the website had recently been cut back from 7:30 a.m. until late at night to weekdays after 3 p.m.
The girl got skills. I ain't mad at you.
She got something all right.
Well. She's trying to get out of that 99%er.
I guess so. The Army Corps of Engineers said in December that it continuously strives to implement lessons learned from its work in the extremely challenging Afghan environment. Apparently, its primary response to an inspector general's report that it wasted $5.4 million on trash incinerators for a forward operating base that were late, in disrepair, dysfunctional even if working properly, health hazards for troops, and ultimately abandoned on site unused. The project was termed a complete waste, but the corps pointed out the money was actually saved by not repairing expensive equipment that would not have worked anyway. What are we doing, military? What
Hello.
Are we doing?
Hello.
I can't understand this. South Africa still transitioning to freedom after apartheid has been slow to embrace the performance art that is a staple of American and European pop culture. But artist Athena Moyes is creating her own space, according to a December Wall Street Journal dispatch from Johannesburg, she played an exhibition soccer game alone against an 11-player lineup. Her team quickly fell behind, but sympathetic spectators wandered onto the pitch to help her, and she managed to lose only 12-0. Before that, she had entered a 60-mile bicycle race in Johannesburg and dressed properly in a helmet and spandex. She mounted a stationary bike at the starting line and began pedaling fiercely as the other cyclists took off. "I'm not very competitive," she said. "I'm interested in the joy of games and how people view them." Different.
Yeah,
very, very different.
Yeah.
And from the police reports, from the Homer, Alaska Tribune, on November 11th, police were called at 2 a.m. by Robert Tech, 47 years old, better known as Turkey Joe, who he said was assaulted by Charles Young, 61 years old, known in town as You Can Charlie. Joe was talking too much, Charlie told officers, and he had to keep hitting Joe because he would not shut up. Joe, whom officers found inside the bus he has been living in, said he declined to fight back because "I am a leader of men of all life." Charlie was arrested.
Oh, God.
Low-tech thief.
Ow.
Okay.
Low-tech thief Kevin Cook, 25 years old, told police that he was mugged in New York City Central Park on December 28th, but that the thief had grabbed only his cell phone. Since it was a flip phone, the thief took a bemused look at it and asked, "What the fuck is this?" Threw it back to Cook and walked away empty-handed. Cook, perhaps a bit defensive, pointed out that it was a new-style flip phone. I guess even thieves have limits, okay?
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, that is funny.
Disability or disguise. Police in Denver said the same man, still on the loose, in his 50s, about 5'8", robbed 3 banks in the area in December and faces up to 60 years in prison if caught. Either he employs a finely detailed disguise or he is robbing banks under a significantly disability for each job. He wears a medical mask and lugs around a portable oxygen supply.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Really, people? Really?
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
It's funny, but it pisses me off because I was thinking about Velda.
Oh, I know. And under our least competent criminals, two men broke into a home in the Lincoln Heights section of Los Angeles in December, unaware that the residents had moments earlier called 911 after glimpsing them on his surveillance camera. When police arrived outside, the perps asked the residents to tie all three of them up so that all would appear to be victims of the invaders who had supposedly fled. The resident complied, but when police entered the home, the resident, of course, immediately squealed on the tied-up perps, ensuring their arrest. Two associates who were outside standing lookout were also arrested. Said one officer, "That's what you call felony stupid."
Yes.
Who does that?
Yes.
So they asked the victim to help them?
Yeah, to tie them all up so they could all look like victims.
Okay.
You're such a dumbass. Those are the type of people that deserve, let me back up, all criminals deserve to be arrested, but they really deserve to be arrested.
That's probably one of Brenda's clients.
Maybe future clients. From the November 11th weekly report of the Dakota County, Minnesota Sheriff, came word from the Hastings Police Department that a sergeant arriving to investigate a fight in a store's parking lot, in fact, encountered only a single car with several young men inside. The sergeant said he strolled up to the car to ask about a fight, but was preempted when one of the men said, "I know why you're here," and pulled 3 pairs of pants shoplifted from the store from inside his shirt. He was arrested.
Yes, right?
They actually had no idea the police was there for a call on the fight, but instead you were shoplifting, so hey, 2 birds with 1 stone.
There you go.
And that, people, is the news of the weird. And real quick, let me tie in what's going on, because we got to get our sports in real fast before the break. The Broncos lead the Patriots 13-3. And it's in the second quarter with 25 seconds left, and they'll be going to halftime. Then at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, the 49ers will play the Seahawks in the Quest Field.
Yes, ma'am.
And we will periodically give the scores of the Patriots and the Broncos for people who are listening in and trying to listen in and watch the game. These are 2 important things, this show and the game.
Yes, it is.
So with that, if no one else has anything to say, I'm going to go ahead and take us out to break.
All right.
Okay.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're in the studio with Linus and producer Chauvinet, and today's hot topic is civil rights. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. 2914. The chat room is open. If you don't want to be on the air, you can go on the chat room and the producer will talk with you. I'm going to give a couple of quick little talk here about civil rights and where we're at today in 2014, and then I want you to call in and let me know where do you see civil rights today, and I will have one example after I read this. Civil rights issues continue to stimulate protests, particularly when previous gains appear to be threatened. Overall, the 20th century struggle for civil rights produced an enduring transformation of the legal status of African Americans and other victims of discrimination. It also increased the responsibility of the government to enforce civil right laws and the provisions of the civil right era constitutional amendments. Civil right reforms did not. However, after other determinations of the subordinate status of African Americans who remain in racially segregated communities were housing, public schools, and eliminated, and health care services are inferior. Like freedom struggles in Africa, the African American freedom struggle eliminated slavery and legally mandated forms of racial oppression, but the descendants of former slaves still, descended, I'm sorry, for some reason that about the economy, I lost that. Continuing on, still in the early 21st century, the ascent to the United States presidency of an African-American, Barack Obama, seems to reflect a transformation of America's society with ramifications for the civil rights movement. Let's see. Jesse Jackson, in his own landmark campaigns for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984 and in 1988, had reached beyond the effort to mobilize African-American voters and attempted to fashion a rainbow coalition of red, yellow, brown, black, and white Americans. President Barack Obama, whose father was a black Kenyan and mother a white American, presented a life story grounded in search for a satisfactory racial identity. Ultimately, Obama's approach to the world and arguably his appeal to many voters were transracial, grounded in a sophisticated understanding of the complex nature of racial identity that was no longer merely just a dichotomy, simply a matter of black or white. Given the deeply rooted racial conflicts of the American past, however, it is unlikely that President Obama's election signaled the start of posterical era, without diverse racial issues and controversial. Now, the example that I have, and this was just, believe it or not, this is so, it just gets me because it was just on the precipice here of this. This is a story out of New York. Her husband, who's German and white, didn't believe her, so they played a game. She told her husband about the racial disparity still going on. This was just at the end of 2013. So anyway, they went to a store and each made a purchase with a credit card. Inevitably, she had to produce a picture ID and give her address. He was rung up with no questions asked. Sometimes I tell sales clerks, hey, slavery's over. Black people have money now, says Deidre Farmer. Slavery is anything but over for Farmer, 36, a researcher and mother of one for 5 years. She has spent hours online in archives hunting evidence that ties corporate America to pre-Civil War slavery. Despite having no outside financial backing, she rocked the insurance industry in 2000 by confronting Aetna with evidence it had insured the lives of slaves for slaveholders that prompted California to require other insurers to search archives for slave policies. Aetna issued a public apology in March of 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I didn't know. I knew there was a reason I didn't like Aetna.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it's open.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to bring, and I had doing my little research just on the political side, was that a lot of the African-American candidates that did run for actually, there was some that ran for the President of the United States before, of course, Jesse Jackson and President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them didn't even get the opportunity into the third quarter of the 20th century after the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 64 and the Voting Rights Act in 65. Now, we, of course, did not elect our first African-American president and until 2008. But I'm not sure if people know that in 1888, Frederick Douglass was actually invited to speak at the Republican National Convention. A lot of people didn't know back in the day that African Americans were Republicans before we, what do you want to say, transitioned to Democrats, because Democrats more now seem to be liberal for the people instead of business and for money like the Republicans. But George Edwin Taylor was also the president of the National Negro Democratic League, where the Southern Democrats were enacting laws that were trying to disenfranchise many black voters. You also had, Shirley Chisholm in 72 was the first African-American major party candidate for the president. She was a candidate for the Democratic President Party nomination and participated in the Democratic primaries in numerous states. See, a lot of people, we don't know that a lot of these doors were open for us. And the question is that I have is, what are we doing with these civil rights that we have now? You know, we talk about, yes, there is still discrimination. There still is racism. There still is prejudice. We all know this. But what are you doing to make the change? What are you doing for the doors that are open to you right now?
Well, I would just like to say something real quickly about the parties. Okay, because, Abraham Lincoln was the Republican Party, and the Democrats were the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your party. It's the belief of your party. And the party beliefs have changed throughout the years. So that's why Frederick Douglass was part of the Republican Party, although it's interesting now that the Republican Party likes to claim all this stuff about their original whatever. They do not have that same thought process. I mean, in every, you know, nowadays, if you're poor, if you're a minority, if you're all that, Republican Party, they claim that they're for that through supposedly fiscal management. But if you go back to Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln's time, it was more about human rights, and that's completely different than the parties now. So the parties did start to change, and all that came about as, you know, they were fighting for control. But, yeah, as far as people in their parties, that's part of the problem with minorities in voting, is because they're going based on a name instead of exactly what the party's doing. If your party, if you're Democratic and you're in the Democratic Party is doing something inherently against everyone's highest good, then why are you supporting them? Simply because you're a Democrat? You call yourself a Democrat? I mean, because then your vote is not being counted. Somebody else's vote is being counted under the auspices of the ideal of the name of a party, not for what you believe. And that's why people need to, here's my thoughts, educate themselves. And if you are voting and you don't read if you don't even read the voter's pamphlet, then you're throwing yourself back into the time where they refused to allow blacks to vote, because as there's a famous actor who said that, well, I don't have any problem with them voting as soon as they he said, as soon as they actually have the brains or understanding or something to that just to even vote. And that was a Caucasian actor who is probably one of the most famous actors out there. And his thoughts about who we were had nothing to do with his ever even getting to know us. I mean, obviously he'd worked with black actors, but he still had this thought that black people couldn't think. And this was in the 50s. We're not talking about the 1800s. So if you are of any minority and you don't register to vote and you don't practice your right to vote, then you're basically saying it was okay back then for them to treat us like animals, or that we did not have a brain. And listen, if you don't know how to read because you have dyslexia or because you have some, you've never really learned to read, that does not take away your right to vote. Somebody else can read to you the voter's pamphlet. Or you can go online and listen to something about what's being said about the different candidates. Your job to vote doesn't start right where you push the button. It starts
when
they run. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No. I hear you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt you. But since you're talking about voting, let's not forget the Supreme Court just gutted the Voting Rights Act, which just basically gave most southern states the opportunity now, not opportunity, the right now to redistrict the way they want to redistrict, and now have all these policies where you have to have your birth certificate, your driver's license, your Social Security card to even register to vote. Now, why that goes against a lot of minorities, the elder minorities, a lot of those records have been destroyed. You know, it could be a fire, it could be a flooding. Who knows? But a lot of them don't have their birth certificates to produce so they can register to vote. But that was the Section 4 in the Constitution. I'm blanking out for the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court felt, no, it's no longer constitutional. We're going to go ahead and gut that out. I don't think Texas,
but my point is still going back to how could that even happen if the people who are in these states are actually understanding what laws are getting ready to be passed.
Yeah, now that I can hear you on that.
Voting.
I do.
You know,
that,
part
and
of it is people don't even show up at the darn voting. Most of it comes in the mail, at least in the western states. But if you're not going to show up for your own rights, you know, you can't depend on everybody else to fight for you if you won't even stand up and say, please stop doing that.
No. And I hear you, and you're right. Because I have a friend that's like that now.
This is on you, voters. This is on you. America is not two or three people. It is the people. So the people need to read, they need to educate, and they need to vote. Oh, my gosh. It's just ridiculous.
And not only vote, but write.
Civil rights. What's
signature
at the crux of civil rights, either going forward or not going forward? Us. All of us.
Yeah. No, and I hear you on that. We do need to educate ourselves. People, it starts from home, and also, you get somewhat in school, but go outside the box.
Well, what is it, Shav? You were going to give an example?
I was just the example I was going to give was I have a friend that doesn't vote. She just does not vote.
Yeah.
And it used to burn my blood because she would be out here bitching and moaning with us about what's going on in our country, you know, and even around the world. And I would look at her and I'd tell her, you know, you got to shut it down. I'm not listening to anything you're saying to me. And she would be like, why? And I'd tell her, you don't even vote. You're just piggybacking off of what we're saying. But you don't even let your voice be heard. So in all essence, sweetheart, you really don't have any room to say anything to any of us because you don't even try to make the difference. See, so you need to make the effort. And I'm agreeing with you 100%, Brenda. There are ways to learn to have your voice heard, even with Congress, even with the government, politics, everything trying to shut everybody down. There's a way. There's a loophole somewhere. You just got to find it.
And write your representatives and your senators when you're angry and upset. Do that, because I did it when my daughter was in college, and then all of a sudden they let the immigrants get in at a lower rate where they could afford to go to college and be sponsored. But what about the people that live here and want to go to college, that are residents? That pissed
me. Still
off.
Do. They're still doing that. I'm sorry not to cut you off. This one person, not one person. I believe it was UW that was allowing illegal immigrants to go to school at not only state rate, but they were also giving them all kind of grants and scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have to get loans so they can get education. Now, for me to further my education, I have to get loans. Brenda, you know this. And damn near put myself in debt just to further myself. And I'm an American citizen. I'm one who works full-time. I'm not out here having kids. I don't have a drug problem. I'm actually trying to make a difference. I volunteer. I do my mentoring. I do all this. And yet I have to go in debt. so that someone who's illegally here can get an education.
Now, see, and to me, that's against your civil rights.
That is. That violates my – and that's what pisses me off. And don't get me wrong. Everybody should be entitled to an education. Yes, I want that. We need to be educated in this country. But what happened to take care of our own first?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
The problem I'm having.
Are you – Shop, great example. Take care of your own. So I ask you people, when it comes to your child, you know, your baby needs some milk or some formula, and – like, somebody comes up and says, oh, we need formula, blah, 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 blah. Are you going to give all your formula away to that other baby, or are you going to feed your baby first?
Huh.
Yep.
I don't even understand
Hello.
What kind of parent is – what does it say about a parent who won't take care of their own child first?
Yep. Hey, you're so right, Brenda.
And the reality
you are so
is
right.
Your child is you. This is you. This is your family. That's you. That means you ain't taking care of you. So
oh, yeah.
We're not taking care of ourselves.
And that's
and
the thing, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I totally understand that, trying to help other people, but something's wrong when you're going to kill yourself for other people when, you know, hey, look, they have the means to try to help them their own selves. When
mm-hmm.
we're in a better position, then there's no problem. But
exactly.
There's
Bridget.
Nothing that shows that America's in a better position at this point
no.
in time.
No, we have a long ways to go. Heck, I was reading up on just let alone not even immigrants. Let's just take it back to men and women here, American citizens. Do you know women still make less than men? And that's including
oh, yeah.
yeah, with a woman who could have a PhD. Now, I haven't seen the ratings for 2014, well, the last one I have is for 2012, that the American working woman full-time would make an average of $38,000, where American man full-time would make
$50,000. Yeah.
So basically
– discrepancy for years.
Oh, yeah. The woman makes 77 cents on a dollar of a man's dollar. And that's ridiculous. When you have a woman who could be standing here with a PhD and you have a man right here who might just have a high school diploma will still make more than her. And that makes no sense.
It's very discouraging. Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, and then you have African-American women who only make 69 cents on the dollar of an American man. Excuse me, African-American men. So we make less than African-American men. And Hispanic women only earn 58 cents on the dollar of a Hispanic man.
Mm-hmm.
So see, even as, you know, women were still doing worse, but even as minority women, we are doing bad. So where's the break? Where are you taking care of us?
Where is our civil rights as women?
Exactly.
As women in this country.
We just have so far to go.
And also in civil rights, women that are educated and go for these jobs are usually more educated than the men, to be honest with you.
Yes.
I know that as an example where I just retired from, this woman had a PhD and was going for a directorship. Instead, they put a male in there who had nothing but a BA.
See.
And this woman was highly educated. You tell me she wasn't qualified for the position?
Mm-hmm.
But yet you put somebody in that has lower education than she does?
Yeah.
And feel that he's qualified to do the position? I just, that just burnt my crow, I tell you. I civil rights for women, that's another thing that's very bad. Brenda and I have talked about this, that women do not get the civil rights that we deserve. And one of them is a good one, your example, Shab, right there in business and
mm-hmm.
working every day, or even starting a business. Years ago, I tried to start a business with another woman doing heavy equipment operation loans. Do you know they would rather talk to a man than to talk to us two women? When it came to us women, it's like, oh, well, did you want to go out to lunch or whatever, and we discuss it? No. Just like a man is right there in the office doing the contract and talking to you, we want the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but that's how the world crumbles, is that for some reason it's almost – I guess my question is, what is the fear of women leading? You know, what is the fear?
Maybe that you realize that you – or that you believe – that fear is the belief that you will be unneeded, that you will become – outmoded, or that, everybody wants to belong or wants to be needed. And I think that there's enough examples in the world historically and systematically and currently that women do far superior things with their knowledge and their skills than is constantly being stated in society. Society, you know, their viewpoint about women is completely out of bounds with what we really do. It's not even a stupid example. It's a silly example, but it's one that perpetuates how women are viewed and how women view themselves. It doesn't match up even for women because society systematically makes women, they're constantly trying to make women think negatively about themselves. For instance, I love horror movies, blah, 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 and I've watched them since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
And one of the things that anybody who's watched monster movies for years, women were always the ones who would fall when the monster was coming. They couldn't figure out anything, totally just useless and helpless. But yet, this is the same being that has typically been in the household who, if everyone doesn't know where their clothes are, if somebody hurts themselves, if the husband gets in trouble, everything that's going on, guess who is always looked at to solve everything? They don't run to dad, they run to mom. Dad runs to mom. Kids run to mom. Neighbors run to mom. So why is it this being that seems to have the ability to solve all these problems, the weakest person in a simple thing about, let's see, monster bad, getaway good? Why is it she can't figure that out, but she could solve all the world's problems in that household? Because society continues to view women as weak and helpless, and they want to perpetuate that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, come on, Brenda. Like you're saying, even with the scary movies, why does a woman always have to be naked? I never understood that. She always has to be naked somewhere.
That's the whole point, Chuck. You have to undermine somebody that you feel a threat for, right? Let's kick it back to the civil rights or back to slavery times. You don't understand these people that you don't speak their language of. They look completely not like you. So when you go to Africa, it's like, well, they must be animals because they don't have my colored skin. You know, look at how they dress. Look at how they act. It's a different culture. It doesn't mean they're less than. And so they still use this term. When you go to another country, they call them the natives. And when you think of natives, do you think statesmen? Yes, you're right. You think of, something that's more animalistic. They even have the term ethnic is used as sort of a derogatory term. And so, these people who could be more powerful could be smarter than you. You don't have to worry about that because you've led, before you get back to the States or England, that these are savages. They're natives. And so now with women in our culture, it's more so in America than in other cultures. Women are just, you know, either going to make, you know, you got to put down the way they dress or you got to put down the way that they look or, question their mothering skills. Kind of mother. Yet nobody says what kind of father goes and leaves their kids for like 40, 50, 80 hours a week and doesn't really know who's taking care of them, whether they've been fed, if they've been to the doctor. Those power CEOs, what do they know of what's going on with their kids? Who's really taking care of them? But nobody says, what kind of father? So this is how you demean people. You say just even the smallest things. Black people or Ross Perot's great faux pas, you people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
see, now that's
lowering our standards in our own minds. We start buying into it.
Yeah, no, and that's one thing that I will not buy into. Do not feed it into my nieces and nephews. That is, you are a beautiful person. You're a beautiful woman. You mean something. You are something. Never let anybody take your identity away from you. Never sell yourself short. And that's what I love is that my friends have also instilled this in their children. And that's how these young ladies are becoming very, very beautiful young women, as well as the males are coming into young men where they respect themselves, they respect their women because they have that love for their mother, because their mother or father have instilled this in them. However, it's such a small percentage that's doing that that we need to make a bigger percentage that maybe we can start treating each other equally. We can start loving each other equally and actually see another human being instead of a woman, instead of a Hispanic man, instead of a disabled person, instead of a gay man. Just see another human. It's not that hard. I mean, look at the uproar behind gay marriages. I mean, just so blah, blah, blah. Not so much trying to change. Well, yeah, I am changing from women to gay marriages. But, you know, so what? These are two people who want to love each other. I don't care if it's two men or two women. They have a right to love each other just like any of us. So why do I care about what's going on in your bedroom? That has nothing to do with me. Why is it such an uproar that these people cannot get married? Why is it such an uproar these people can't adopt children? I know quite a few people who have been adopted by gay couples and turned out beautiful and straight themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
even gay.
Again,
yeah.
Why do we have to make such a big deal about people living a life the way they want to? It's called free will, people. Hell, we have to take it to a congressional hearing for people to get married who might be the same sex. Are you kidding me? We had to do it for black and white people to get married.
Sure did.
Get the hell out of here with this mess. Why does it have to be a big deal? I mean, literally, I was reading up on gay marriages. By court, 6 states. State legislation votes, 8 states. By popularity, 3 states. Really? Two people have to go through all of this just to marry. Just to say, under God, we love each other and we vow to be together for this lifetime and how many other lifetimes we'll be together. Are you really? Mm-hmm. Come on, people. You know, you got some, oh, the gays are devils, you know. You'll turn into a homosexual. They're evil people. It's in the Bible. Well, in the Bible, there's murder.
Hmm.
Yet the flip page, love thy neighbor. Hmm. Really? Hmm. Come on, don't depict
it. Something. I think that, you know, this has a lot to do with weird self-esteem things, kind of like as you started the conversation. You know that they found that African-American men tend to not look into the eyes of people when they're talking to them, like if it's a white person, they tend to look away or down. They still have that almost submissive quality from that's been passed down from slavery times. I'm not saying it for all African-American men, but there's just like this sort of atmosphere. Even white people, not all white people, have, you know, sort of states like, well, the way he was looking at me, he just might be looking at you square in your face and you're not used to it because society has groomed them not to do this. Which sort of that whole stance, physical stance, imagine that that's psychologically working on this young man. I mean, all the time. And then the other thing that I wanted to point out, Lydia, I wish she was here, because she was telling me that with her new students, and when she's teaching pottery, she says they don't look up when they talk to her. They could be across the room. You know, normally when you are trying to talk to someone, you say, oh, Mrs. such and such or whatever. You look at them. She said the students, younger generation, are not doing that because she said she's not sure if it's because they always have their head down in a text or whatever, but the whole dynamic of even just being with other human beings is changing. And I think that's going to start changing the dynamic too as far as our youth and their self-esteem.
Yes.
I mean, we'll go to the senior member on the panel. You know, when we were growing up, if you were looking someone in the eye, they considered that to be a symbol of, you're getting ready to tell me the truth.
Hello. and look me square in my eye.
We aren't looking each other in the eye.
Oh, your phone is on mute.
All right. Oh. Brenda, thank you so much for joining us today. Chabonet, the producer, for being here.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell everybody now, tune in on Tuesday for Brenda's show, Bring Your Own Brilliance. That starts at 2 o'clock. Is that correct, Brenda? Or 3?
Yes.
Okay.
2.
At 2? Okay, 2 o'clock Tuesday. So be sure and join in Tuesday for Bring Your Own Brilliance. I don't know what Brenda's subject matter is.
Yeah.
But anyway, on Tuesday. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today about our hot topic on civil rights. So thank you and have a blessed week. And we'll see you next Sunday. Go ahead, Shaw.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good day. Thanks, Shaw. Love you.